Here's what Connecticut is saying about Lisa Wexler.
You are a breath of fresh air. I can't wait to hear you again.
Back to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. Joining us now is the Senate Republican Minority Leader, Kevin Kelly. You may know him as a practicing lawyer for many years in our area. He is the state senator since 2011, elected from the 21st District. And I know that he has done a great deal of work in the area of elder law. And he and I, you know, once in a while, you know, as colleagues, work together on things. Senator Kevin Kelly, welcome. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. I was going to say welcome back. I'm sure that you've been on sooner, but not in a while. How are you? How are you,
I'm
Senator?
I'm doing well. And thank you very much for that introduction, Lisa.
So tell us a little bit. First of all, our listeners always want to know, are you their senator? Where is the 21st District? What does it cover?
Okay, the 21st Senate District covers the towns of Monroe, Seymour, Shelton, and Stratford.
Oh, yeah. This is our wheelhouse. We got plenty of listeners for you here that are your constituents, Senator Kelly. All right, so Senator Kelly, I have been talking unendingly. I cannot believe how many issues of enormous social implication have come before you in the legislature. Everything from legalizing marijuana to legalizing gambling to rehauling and overhauling zoning to the right to die to vaccinations. We're talking about any one of these could be, you know, talk show fodder for hours and hours. And it seems like they're all making it out of committee and many of them will become law. So I'm going to leave it to you, Senator Kelly. I want you to start. Tell us what you think are likely to become law, and if people are opposed to them or they're even in favor of them, how do they speak up and where do you stand? You just pick. I would like to start with zoning because I have a great interest in that, but we can start anywhere you like.
Well, I think we have to start at the beginning, and you mentioned it there. Where can people speak up? And the problem with what I see happening is that all of these highly controversial bills with substantial impact on people's lives are being done in this COVID environment in a virtual reality. And we all know that 25% of Connecticut cannot and does not have connectivity to Wi-Fi, so they can't participate. And in some of these public hearings, there have been anywhere from 70 to 80% of the people who have signed up to participate have been turned away, and those voices are not heard. And I think that's really problematic because, you know, many times when we go to the Capitol and you have any number of these issues, people will wear a certain color. They'll have a red T-shirt or a purple or a green, and you know that they're either in favor of or opposed to the certain measure. And it is one thing for a legislator to actually have to walk through these constituents to actually go and vote yes or no. Well, where do these people congregate in a virtual reality? They don't. And that, I think, is something that's sorely missing, our First Amendment rights and the voice of the people. I'm very dismayed that, you know, we have a governor. He's operating under executive authority, so his branch of government is functioning. You have a judiciary that has opened up. A Superior Court judge issued an opinion last week on the executive orders. But it's the General Assembly that hasn't become full capacity yet, and the people's voice doesn't have equal footing to these other branches of government as our government should be. And that's where I look at this and I'm like, we should have been working on the executive orders this entire session, looking at how to reopen Connecticut and get Connecticut back on track and to do it in a very safe and meaningful, healthy way so that we don't put any of our citizens at risk, but still get the people's voice at the table. And I think that's the issue, if there is an issue, that hasn't been happening at the Capitol that really needs more attention.
Well, in terms of the way the legislature looks, now you've been in the legislature for 10 years. So how does it look in the way of the freshman legislators? There were a bunch of significant retirements in November on both sides of the aisle. How does it look in the way of the people that are in Hartford, their fervor to pass certain public policy initiatives?
Well, I think you're touching on something that is starting to change here in Connecticut. We've always had a healthy tradition of collegial and collaborative, I'm going to say, working together. But this session has been radically different. We have more of a progressive feel, more of a Washington National partisan implementation of policies. And then when you look at the fact that public hearings are being shut down, when you haven't heard 70 to 80% of the people that want to talk, when in committee legislators are being cut off and only given 4 or 5 minutes to ask questions, there's been a substantial sea change in the way that the conduct of business has been, and also the, I'm going to say, just the nature of the issues, and you rattled off quite a few of how these are going to substantially impact and change the way a lot of people, the way a lot of people live in Connecticut, that I think what we need to do is get back to the basics, that Connecticut, I think, is a good state, and it's because of the people, and we got to trust those people. We got to trust the middle class of Connecticut, that they'll get it right and that they need to be heard. And I think if we refocus our attention back on our constituents, we'll get there.
I think we have a question for you, Alexis, from Fairfield, for Senator Kevin Kelly. Alexis, are you there?
Hi, Lisa. Good morning. Hi, Senator Kelly. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Good. Thank you so much for your service. And Lisa, always thank you for bringing zoning to the conversation. Really important here. I was one of the people who couldn't testify this week on Monday on this, at the Planning and Development Committee. There were over 340, as you know, and I just didn't make the cut. They cut it at like 100.
You're kidding me. Is this Alexis Harrison? Is this Alexis Harrison? So Alexis Harrison, Senator Kelly, has been a guest on our show. She and Kathy Braun, who's an attorney in Fairfield, they have just decided to take a very grassroots kind of stance against what they think are some of the negative public policy impacts of some of these zoning laws. And you didn't get to testify, Alexis?
I know. I submitted my testimony. This is a 24-hour committee hearing. I could be on it for about 5 hours, and then I got to, you know, go back to my work life. And I just missed the opportunity to speak. And then I went back on, and then they closed the hearing at 10 o'clock on Tuesday.
So is that a common thing, Senator Kelly, or is that a new thing? I heard they did this with the vaccine thing, this 24-hour thing. What is this about? What's going on?
This is what I'm saying is the new reality of what's going on in Hartford. This isn't, in the 10 years I've been there prior, I've never seen a public hearing cut down, especially when you have, you know, 70 or 80% of the people that want to talk on a subject are being excluded. Those voices are being suppressed. And I don't think that's good policy, because after all, in this, let's go back to our tradition here. Connecticut is the Constitution state. It's the state where we decided that it was the people who owned government. It was the people who had the right to be the ones who governed themselves. And in Hartford nowadays, it's the government thinks that they're in charge, and they don't want to hear the people's voices. And the General Assembly has also ceded its authority to the executive, one-person rule. These are not our historic traditions of government. I mean, when I talk about this, it's this D, the small D, democratic American government, where all voices are heard and tolerated. Now, they're being ignored.
And I just wanted to raise two points really quickly. I'm sure there are other callers who want to, speak on this, but you know, one thing that struck me, these are significant changes that are going to affect everybody in regards to zoning, whether you're a business owner, a developer, a resident, a taxpayer. What has struck me, and I'm super disappointed in this, is that my own representative has not held a single virtual meeting, a webinar on these issues in the past several months. The good thing about COVID and Zoom is some of us can, have access to this, to these conversations that we haven't had before. Because we don't have to go anywhere. But where is that exchange of dialogue that lawmakers should really be encouraging from their district? If they're going to change something so big, they should talk to their constituents, not to special interests. My God.
Well, and that is what I think a lot of the issue is who's driving the various issues and why. And, you know, when you have this many people showing up and saying they want to be heard, something controversial is going on. I'm not saying that that controversy is unwarranted, but I do believe it necessitates a conversation. And that's what you're putting your finger on, is that you need the conversation with your legislator. You need the conversation with the committees of cognizance at the Capitol. And when you start to see that that conversation is being cut off, that is just not the way our system is meant to operate. And, you know, if you've been in the legislative process, a lot of folks say it's like making sausage, because it starts with an idea. But it's through the crucible of public hearing, conversation, and collaboration that you end up with a good product on the back end of the process. If you don't go through that process to its full extent, you don't end up with smart, good policy. You're going to end up with a controversial policy. And then people are not going to be happy with the product, and then it just going forward is just not good for the process.
Right.
I can't believe only 100. I can't believe only 100 people out of over 300 got to testify. That's outrageous. I'm sorry. That's outrageous.
Yeah, and on the public health, there were, I think it was something like 1,700 folks were turned away.
I mean, let's just back up a little bit, Senator Kelly.
Sure.
So in your normal course of doing business, if you saw a tremendous amount of public opposition to something, and even if it was something you sponsored as a legislator, would that sort of incline you to at least slow it down?
Absolutely. Lisa, at the end of the day, it's not my government. I am just the temporary inhabitant of the Senate seat for the 21st District. It's the people's government. And if the people aren't unhappy with what we're doing, then we need to take stock of that and pause and say, what is at the heart of this issue? And maybe do a little bit more homework, a little bit more due diligence, a little more public input, find out why the people are upset. Maybe they have a different take on it. Maybe they have some constructive criticisms that, if taken, would make the policy stronger. This is why you have public hearings, is to get it right when you're doing it. It's not that, you know, believe me, the people under the Capitol Dome don't have all the answers to all the issues in Connecticut. Okay?
We're like everybody else
in Connecticut. We walk in the same shoes, but... You know, it's getting through the input and the conversation. You have to have the conversation to get it right.
We're talking with Senator Kevin Kelly. Let's go to Bill from Fairfield. Bill, you're on the air with a question or a comment for the senator.
Yes, Senator Kelly, wonderful job. I wish more of your peers thought the same way you did. It's totally apparent that they've lost touch with their constituents on both sides, I must say. And it's very alarming. You know, I know Alexis's family from growing up in Fairfield. Her father was a wonderful guy. And her cause is, you know, on the forefront in Fairfield. And if she doesn't get time to speak her piece amongst many constituents, where's the line fall? If you understand what I mean. You know, when do the constituents get a voice and the lawmakers, you know?
It's a good question, Bill. It's a very good question. I mean, when you squash testimony and speech, Senator Kelly, then what?
Well, then you have an unhappy electorate. Nobody likes to be unheard. That's the problem with many issues in our society. But what we need to deal with here is, as a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, is that we, the public servants, need to listen to the people. We are their public servant. The people are the boss. We need to
listen.
Is that
rhetoric?
Pardon?
Is that, sorry, Senator, is that just rhetoric? Not on your part, I'm just saying, as a whole. Or do this constituents, do we, is it for naught that we make these pleas for change? And 10% is the rule for the housing that we're talking about. That's not a whole lot of people that are going to disrupt anything. And it's just so ridiculous to think that that's going to be a disruption. If we open up the doors to hardworking people that are trying to live in a great town of Fairfield that I grew up in.
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, well, I know from our caucus, and that's who I can talk for, is mm-hmm. that we believe that the people should have a right to be heard. I mm-hmm. think it's the issue right now is that the current majority are the ones that are saying, no, we can draw the line at a certain number of hours, a certain number of people, and when we've heard enough, and we're satisfied, and we're going to move forward. I think that's a big difference in the current parties, in the parties right now, in the Capitol, at least in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I believe that you should be heard. Particularly when we're dealing with such big issues that really have struck a nerve with people, that let's hear what they've got to say, and what's the downside to hearing from the people we serve?
Yeah, Bill, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. Senator Kelly, will you stay on a little bit? We're going to have to go to a commercial. Here we are in live free radio. We're here with Senator Kevin Kelly from the 21st. We'll be right back.
From Norwalk to New Canaan, from Monroe to Milford, Fairfield County listens to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
We are with Senate Republican Minority Leader Kevin Kelly, who represents the 21st, which includes the towns of Stratford, Monroe, Shelton. What else did I miss? Stratford, Monroe, Shelton. Did I miss another one?
Seymour.
So, you know, Senator Kelly, I hate to say this, but I think I'm getting a little depressed listening to you this morning, because it sounds like the people are being shut out. When they can sign up for oral testimony, they're not being heard. We don't know if the written testimony is read by everybody on the panel. And then what? Are these bills going to become law in this new time? Do you think that people in the majority are going to take advantage of this crazy time and push through legislation that would otherwise not necessarily get passed?
Okay. Well, Lisa, here's the beauty of the government that we have, is that politics is the art of the possible. And while we have a process, and this, what we just explained was the committee process, that doesn't stop individuals from contacting their legislators on their own and making sure that their votes are heard or their voices are heard. So they should contact their legislators. They should let them know that this is something they like or something they don't like, and make sure that it gets to their, not only their Senate office, but maybe place phone calls, contact their legislators. Because between now and the end of session, which is the, I believe it's June 9th, we will then have the committee bills will go to the floor of the House and the Senate. And then the respective chambers will also have an opportunity to debate and have a conversation on what the committee has done. Unfortunately, that's where most of the work gets done. That's where you end
in
up
committee.
With good bills or bad bills.
Yep.
All we can do now is, you know, tweak what has been prepared. But, you know, it's not baked yet. And so the process still continues, and people still should take the initiative to contact their legislators and let them know how they feel.
We have Ethan from Bridgeport who would like to say something to you, a comment or a question. Ethan, you're on the air with Senator Kevin Kelly. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you very much, Lisa. And nice to talk to you again. And Senator Kelly, hello. We know each other. And
yes.
I heard you earlier this morning on with Melissa Sheketoff. And you gave some of the same comments there that you're giving here, and I think they are so important. And what you're talking about the lack of participation of the public in these matters parallels what you talked about with Melissa Sheketoff, of the lack of hearing of the Democrat majority of the Republican officials, elected officials. And it goes to something that, okay, I'm Republican, Senator, you're Republican. I'm going to bring up a phrase that was given to me by the late Charlie Coviello, who was an independent Democrat, of the loyal opposition, that the current Democrat majority slash monopoly is not really respecting the loyal opposition. And that, over time, weakens our government. Look what's been happening with Connecticut over the last 20 years, with the high taxes, high utility rates.
Ethan, do you have a – okay. And I appreciate these comments. Do you have a specific question for the senator?
I guess it's a comment, and I've really finished my comment. I just wanted to share that to reinforce what Senator Kelly has been saying.
I thank you very much for that, Ethan. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
So Senator Kelly, so you've been at this for 10 years. Is this, in the 10-year time you've been there, is this a time in which the Republicans have had the fewest amount of Republicans in the Senate, or is it about the same in your experience? Has it come down from recent? I know it came down from a recent, but then at the beginning of your term, was it sort of like this? Is what Ethan is saying is true? Has there been less respect shown to the loyal opposition? What do you think?
Well, when I started, we had 13 members in the Senate. Today, we have 12.
Okay.
You know, as far as, you know, he had mentioned lack of public participation, and I would clarify that point, because I don't think it's a lack of public participation. It's a suppression of public participation. And that is what I think is the key difference. I don't look at it as we have to respect the loyal opposition. What we have to respect is that, you know, I stand as a Republican candidate on Election Day. But right now I am the senator for the 21st district, which includes Republicans, Democrats, unaffiliates, and people who aren't even registered, and people who don't vote.
Right.
And that as that voice of that constituency, I need to be respected. And the current majority doesn't do that. They aren't allowing us to participate and to show that we may have a better way. But let's have a conversation. What are they afraid of? They've got the votes. They're going to impose their will. They can do that. I just don't understand for the life of me, if we are, you know, a government of the people, why you don't want to hear from the people. It's, after all, who we work for, and what this is all about is our government and the beauty of Connecticut. I mean, we have, you know, not only environmental beauty, but the purpose and the reason Connecticut, I think, is so great is the people that live here. And why is the majority so afraid of listening to those people? I don't get it.
It's got to be pretty frustrating.
Well, it's disappointing because I don't think that's the way our government is structured. It's not a way our government is meant to be.
So we are coming up against the clock, which we do on the radio, Senator Kevin Kelly. And in your final word to our audience, am I hearing that you're basically telling people to contact their own personal legislators, and that's the best way right now to convey how they think about certain public policy issues, that that's what they should do?
Yes, that is exactly what people should do. They need to speak louder than maybe they've ever spoken because of the, I'm going to say, the controversial nature of many of these bills. But, you know, they need to break through. We have a government that allows that and affords that. And so they need to take advantage of that and contact their legislators directly.
Thank you very much, Senator Kevin Kelly from the 21st. Appreciate you being on the show today. Thanks for doing the hard work it takes to do what you do and for representing the people you represent.
Well, thank
we appreciate you,
very much,
you being Lisa. On the show. A pleasure.
Take care.
We'll be back with the next hour of the Lisa Wexler Show. We're going to chat with Jenny Hubbard, who founded a wildlife sanctuary in honor of her daughter who was killed at Sandy Hook. We're going to talk to her about that. 203-333-9422. We'll be right back.